purpose today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for stopping by to check out the show today. If you like what you hear, please take a moment to like, share, and subscribe to the show. Or even leave a review, as each of those helps the show reach more coaches and players with a word of encouragement. Today, I want to encourage you with one of my favorite passages of Scripture that I believe is as relevant today as it ever has been. That passage is Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. It says this, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." One of the staples of Paul's letters is an indicative and imperative approach. That simply means that Paul loves to tell us about what we are and urge us to become what we are to be in Christ. And that's exactly what Paul does in the book of Ephesians as he writes to the church. Early in the book, Paul writes of his thanksgiving for their salvation in Christ, and Paul goes on to re-emphasize the gospel. And starting in chapter 4, Paul then challenges them to walk in this new life. A couple of things really stand out to me in Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. First is Paul's recognition that as believers, we've been called to a higher purpose. In other words, we have worth and value, extreme worth and value. Today, someone may need to hear that. Maybe you need to hear that. I imagine some coaches have really struggled with this point with their seasons canceled. If you place your value and worth in your coaching ability or status, then when it's taken away, it can be a real punch to the gut. What Paul is saying is that your value extends well beyond that because it's found in Christ. Now, Coach, I truly believe that God has called you to be a coach and that He has given you a unique skill set to work in that space, not necessarily to win games, but to impact lives. God can and does use that, but it doesn't define who you are. I've often said that baseball, or any sport for that matter, is a tool. It's not the be-all, end-all, but instead, it's a tool that God can use to impact lives and bring Himself glory. And Coach, you're a unique component to that. There is value in your role as a coach, but understand that it doesn't define who you are. You have value and purpose well beyond that, because you've been called to a relationship with Christ. The second thing that stands out in this passage is Paul's command to walk in a manner worthy to your calling. This is key. You've been called to a higher purpose, and you must live accordingly. Think about your players and the expectations that you have for them. You expect them to carry themselves a certain way and to practice certain habits. Why? Because it's those very same behaviors that will promote success for them as a player. You, Coach, as a believer, are no different. You've been called to a purpose in Christ, and in order to be effective, to be what you've been called to be, you must walk in a manner worthy of that calling. The last thing in this passage is the good news that Paul doesn't leave us hanging on the how. How do I walk in a manner worthy? Paul points us to some key characteristics: humility, gentleness, patience, love, unity, and peace. These are the markers of a life lived in a worthy manner. Now, these are difficult to live out, and I'm sure that we all have stories that would prove that point. However, this is what we are called to. So today, Coach, I want to challenge you to assess these areas in your life. Where do you need to improve? Pick one and make it a focus each day, a focus of prayer and of self-discipline. If you demand that type of focus from your players, it's only right that you demand it of yourself. Coach, you have value. Maybe in these interesting times it doesn't feel that way, but we can be confident that God's word does not lie. You have purpose and value because you have been chosen by the King. Be encouraged by that and strive to walk in a manner worthy of that calling. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.